Had a great time tonight, babe. Thank you. I know we haven't been dating for long, but I honestly can't remember the last time I felt this happy. Sorry, I don't mean to make you blush. And I hope it's not making you feel pressure or anything. It's just really natural. It feels really good to be with you. And it's not just the way you always hold the door open for me, or the way you pull out the seat before I sit down. Oh God, this is embarrassing. But it's not even the way you reach out to brush my hair out of my eyes or tuck it behind my ear. It's not the way you guide me by the small of my back when we're in crowds. Or the way you always give me the last bite of ice cream when we're sharing a cone. No, don't turn away. Just let me finish gushing over you for a little bit. Is that okay? Listen, because I'm feeling emotions, okay? And I haven't felt emotions like this in a long time. It's like you graduate high school and you have your heart broken for the first time, and nothing really feels the same. I remember hearing somewhere, I think it was like a movie or something, and the main character, he said that he was afraid that everything he felt from the second time on would just end up being lesser versions of everything he's felt before. And I remember being so scared because that resonated with me so much. But it's so different with you. I'm honestly a little scared. Because I don't think it's safe to be so attracted to someone. To lean in and get aroused by just the scent of you. And then you open your mouth and something ridiculously eloquent and attractive comes out of it. Articulate. Don't laugh at me, okay? I admit, good grammar is definitely a turn on. So please keep texting the way you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the eggplant emojis are fine. I do appreciate them occasionally. But I like your eggplant more. I do. I like to kiss it and lick it. Put my mouth on it. I hope you like it too. I hope you like it as much as I do. And, also embarrassing to admit, but I honestly wonder if you're checking out my ass as much as I'm checking out your ass. Because it's amazing. It really is. I mean, all of you is amazing. God, I sound so stupid. I sound so love struck. But I guess that's what it is. I am love struck. And I can't wrap my mind around how gentle you can be. And yet, how gently aggressive you are. When you fuck me into the mattress. When you yank my head back. And suck a hickey onto my neck. When you slap my ass. And come inside. They're all inherently dominant and angry and and I am very much turned on by that side of you. But then we'll finish. And you'll use those same arms that held me down to hold me close to you. And you'll use that same mouth that bit me and nibbled at my skin to tell me you love me. And then I just turn into a puddle of hopeless mush in bed. That's what you do, though. I love you. Oh my God. I want us. I want you. I want you. And it's crazy because I think I have you. I've always hated throwing around the word belong. It's a very dangerous word, you know? It's loaded with desire, lust, vulnerability, the urge to dominate, but at the same time it has this connotation of taking care. You take care of the things that belong to you, and you value them, and you treasure them. And it's dangerous. But I'd like to think that I do belong to you. In a way. Completely willing. Really crazy. But I guess romance was never really had a logical reputation. So I'll use that as an excuse. I love you, babe.